churning skies came an iron raptor, moving fast and low across a ruined landscape that had formerly been a magnificent city of great spires and ornate minarets. The ship, a Stormbird, was the color of ghosts, and no icons or insignia marked the hull to give trace to its origins. Alone in the wilderness, it settled to the ground in a cloud of dust. There were three warriors, and they walked like men, although it had been decades since any one of them had shared true kinship with the common people of the Imperium. Each wore a suit of Mark VI Corvus pattern power armor, the most advanced build of war gear yet created for the Adeptus Astartes, the Space Marines. They carried bolt guns and power swords, but went without helmets, faces bare to the biting winds. And like their ship, they bore no markings. Sigils of echelon and honor, of legion and fealty, were absent. All save one. There, a hidden rune upon their shoulder plates. A stylized eye etched into the metal and ceramite. The mark of Melkador the Sigilite, the regent of Terra and adjutant to the Emperor.
Ready your weapons, brothers. Be watchful.
Although no rank insignia showed upon him, the warrior at the lead spoke with the manner of a commander. Nathaniel Garrow, once a battle captain of the Death Guard Legion, had left his brothers behind when they turned their back on their oaths and joined Horus. Defying the guns of 100 warships and the madness of warp space, Garrow carried the message of the War Master's treachery back to Terra, only to find himself a warrior in search of a purpose. It seemed like a long time ago. Much had taken place since then. Prospero, Kalth, Cygnus Prime, a litany of worlds engulfed in the fires. But now, like his cohorts, Garrow had become a ghost. A knight-errant set upon the most secret duties ordered by Malkador himself. At Garrow's side, Tylos Rubio knelt and gathered up a handful of earth, sifted it through the fingers of his gauntlet. About Rubio's head, a subtle halo of delicate crystalline circuitry gave off a faint blue glow. A ranked codicia, formerly a combatant psyker in service to the Ultramarines Legion, it had been more than a year since his recruitment to Malkador's duty, and he had yet to make his peace with his changed status. Rubio closed his eyes, and a shudder ran through him as he allowed his psionic senses to extend and take the measure of the ruins all around them. The invisible traces of human souls littered the landscape, shades of them left in the ethereal, like burn shadows after a nuclear detonation.
This place, there is torment and so much sorrow.
We know full well what happened here. You have no need to rake the ashes and stir the memories of the dead.
The third warrior bore the aspect of a veteran, the scars of countless conflicts upon a chiseled, granite-hard face. The stiff lines of Mesa Varan's features mirrored those of Garrow, but where the battle captain's scalp was shorn, Varan wore a tight cowl of dark hair and a ragged beard. Like the former Death Guard, Varan too had forsaken his own kinsmen after they swore fealty to the War Master. The lord of his legion, the gladiator Primarch Angron, sent his personal guard to kill Varan for his refusal to join the World Eaters in their sedition. Varan escaped with his life and an embittered heart. Garrow had offered him a new role as one of Malkador's operatives, but in truth, the duty sat poorly with him. Quick to anger, like all the World Eaters, he longed to be out in the thick of the war, facing his former battle brothers. He lacked the cool detachment of the Death Guard or the stoicism of the Ultramarine. After a moment, Varan turned to face the battle captain.
Why have you brought us here, Garrow? What reason could there possibly be for us to visit these blighted wastes?
Because the Sigilite commands it.
Does he? And with ease, I do not doubt. The halls of the Imperial Palace are a long way from where we stand, brother. a long way from the memory of the atrocities committed in this place.
The Psyker gave a slow nod of agreement.
Aye. All I sense here is death. Would Lord Malkador have us bring him skulls and bones?
Garrow took a deep breath and gestured around.
The scent. Do you smell it? An odor in the air, dry and acrid. Human ash. The remains of countless corpses reduced to powder, cast to the winds. It is fitting that we set foot on this world. Where this war began, there will be an ending of sorts.
What do you mean? These tasks we completed for the Sigillite, the conscripts we have...
Garrow silenced him with a raised hand.
I will tell you what Lord Malkador told me in the Somnus Citadel on Luna. This will be the last.
Neither Varan nor Rubio raised their voices to question him. Both Astartes reflecting on his words. This ruined world would mark the end of their quest in the Sigillite's name. And yet, all three warriors knew in their marrow that their greater purpose was still yet to be fulfilled.